The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Chagiga Dabdal, the Hemshech Dab discussion, the previous Dab about Gidrei Shoyte, I want to continue the discussion. The Gemara is discussing the Gedarm of Shoyte, Cheresh, someone is locked up in his own world. Is any Shemeh, any Medaber. Today, sometimes they can fix one with the other, and that would render a person capable of connecting with the world. He's considered a badass, functional human being, a cheresh. Someone is literally living in his own world. Is there any shemeh and a What about a kotlan? Does a kotlan have the same din of a shayta? We know that a kotlan and a shayta are both incapable. Gerush and kedushin, edus, kinyonim, so on and so forth, making brachas and yoni kedusha. Are they halachically the same, or are they not halachically the same? Okay, so the shayta tells us that a shoyta is something that pretty much wipes him off the face of the map, objectively. He can't function on an objective level. It means that everything he does is not real. Everything he does is done without das. The ikar of a person, by the way, in Musa terms, is the das shavoy. Ata chayin lodam das is the first bakasha we ask. A person without das, not a tzel, I wouldn't say it's not a tzel melekim, but he certainly functions, he's a very limited tzel melekim. Sometimes, there are reasons why a person would be born with a limited amount of seichel, but lamaisa, a person who's a shoyta, is limited in terms of his performance as a tzel melekim. So everything he does has no halachic validity. What about a kotel? A perfectly intelligent 12-year-old child, even a precocious 12-year-old child. The Vilna Gaon at the age of 12 was more intelligent and had more depth and more understanding and more wisdom than anybody would have today in 10,000 years of productive living. Is the Vilna Goyin at the age of 12 the same thing as a Shoyta? Something in us, l'chay, rebels against the idea. So what is this idea of a Kotan? What objectively is this halacha that a Kotan is not a Badat? Something we don't understand. Is there a difference between a child the day before his Bar Mitzvah just because he got up and he got an Aliyah? What happened to him that he becomes a Badat? Is there any objective way of defining what it means to be a Badat and not be a Badat with Gabi Kotan? We find an interesting chiddush in the Sefer Shev Yaakov. Shev Yaakov is one of the classic tshuva svarim from the 1600s, one of the rabbanim of Frankfurt. And the Shev Yaakov in Choshe Mishpat with Simon Reish Lamed Hey tells us, I'm sorry, the Shev Reish Lamed Hey is the halachas of Kotan and Shoyta in Choshe Mishpat. These halachas are discussed in Hilchos the Shev Yaakov is in Hilchos Gneiv. And the Shev Yaakov says like this. He says, he brings a story where a kotan was caught, a 10-year-old child was caught breaking his way into a wine cellar. Went in with a few friends, and to make a long story short, they had a party. They smashed open kegs of beer, and they drank, and they had a great time. They had a grand time on the cheshbon, obviously, of the owner of the facilities. The owner of the facilities obviously is not too pleased with what happened. He wants to try to recoup some of his losses. So today we would say that's the responsibility of the father. The Gemara is mefurish not that way. Cher shoyt v'kotn, the Mishnah above the Gemara. Pigi yosen ro. There's a problem with the cher shoyt v'kotn. You have to stay away from them because if they cause damages, 12-year-old that drives a car and he drives it straight into somebody's garage, you can't al pi halacha be mechayev his father. Maybe today morally, maybe legally, there's such a concept. Maybe morally the right thing is to pay. If the father is negligent, not watching, as a 6-year-old child went into a candy store and ate up all the candy, would you say objectively that the father should pay? Today we would say that yes. But the strict halacha, l'chayru not. The maisa mazik, the maisa gezel, or in this case, the maisa achila, was done by God, not by the father. The cotton is not a shliach of his father. The father is not responsible for the cotton b'dinei shemayim, yes, but not b'dinei odom. Says the Shev Yaakov, then the case where the child, busted into the cellar and ate up the food, the child would be chayiv b'shas gadlusay. Emes, there's a Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Tzad Ches that talks about Rofrom, one of the Amiroim, the Heliger Rofrom, was soyruv shteroysev, he burnt some shtar because that somebody wasn't able to collect on a choyv. He burnt the shtar, the choyv was non-collectible. He paid b'shas gadlusay. Sounds like from the Gemara, that's only a din. As a, I wouldn't say Midas Chassidus, but it's only Dine Shemaim. In Dine Or it's not. So has the Shev Yaakov said that he's Chayiv B'Dine Odom, enforceable and abandoned. Zokta Elgir Shev Yaakov, that the only chiyuv, chiyuve mazir, gezel, ritzicha, so on and so forth, that a person does b'shas katluser, are not punishable b'gadluser. He did the ma'aseh b'katluser, he's not a badas, no chiyuv is chal on him. That's only because the ma'aseh ha'mechayiv, the ma'aseh gneva, the theft that's done, the ma'aseh mazir that's done, has to be done by a badas, it has to be done b'das. If it's not done b'das, one is not chayiv. Ma'ashenkin eating, he says, is a mechayiv called nene. The Gemara says that if a person's behemoth were to eat, even in a place that he was not responsible for the shusharam, where he's not responsible for the achil of the behemoth in terms of mazik, it's not his fault and it's not his problem. His behemoth is allowed to go to shusharam. It's your problem that you left your produce in the middle of shusharam. But lemaisa, since your behemoth ate a pound of hay and because of that you didn't have to feed him lunch, your nana had no that you have from another person, you're going to pay. Hakinami. You ate a meal, and because of that, it didn't cost you money to buy lunch. The cotton had a fine lunch by eating. He wouldn't be mechuyev on everything he ate. He'd be mechuyev on the lunch that he didn't have to pay. He'd be mechuyev on the nene that he'd be mechuyev to pay b'shas gadlus. Ad kan divrei Hashem Yankev. The Erech Shai, another one of the classic mechushim from 100 years ago, on Choshev Mishpat, but also the Hilchos Gzeila argues that he says it's not mashma that way in the Paiskim. I'd like to explain the Erech Shai's position. The argument of the Shev Yankov Lekor is very convincing. The chiyuv of mazik is a chiyuv for doing something. Something that one does, believe das, is not responsible for. Cotton, whatever it means, that he's not a badass. We'll go back to that in the Yitzhashem. What's a better way of defining than saying he doesn't have any seichel? That doesn't sit right by us. 12-year-old doesn't have any seichel. But whatever the halach is, it says by us in the Gemara that he's not a badass, he's not responsible for what he does, b'shas katnus. Masha'enke nene is not a chayiv for what you do. It's a chayiv for the hanor that you got. So if you slept b'katnusoy in somebody's bed, you ate his food, and because of that you had a certain amount of hanor, you weren't nene. Why should you be chayiv? It's not a chayiv for what you did. It's a chayiv for what you had, what you enjoyed. Why should you not be responsible for shas katnusoy? What I believe the position of the Erech Shai is, and this is the mochim to argue with the Shev Yankov, and that's why the poskim don't say like the Shev Yankov, I'm sorry, not the Shev Yankov, the Shvus Yankov, is that the halachic status of a kotten is not that he doesn't have das, and really whatever he does not create an objective reality. It's not the way we describe the Shoita. There isn't any objective reality in his system of thought. Everything he does is informed by demyonis. How could the mice of such a person be a mice? Cotton doesn't have that problem. What's Pshat the cotton? The Pshat the cotton is that since a person grows into a position of maturity and responsibility, before a certain age a person is not fully developed. That means that even though the Vilna going at 12 was a trillion times more advanced than somebody else at the age of 12, the goyin at the age of 12 was not the goyin, was not the full level of maturity. Like, not that a 13-year-old is fully responsible, but it's enough fully responsible that he's considered that person. That means that a child is not yet responsible for what he does, not because he doesn't have das, but because what he does is not fully him yet. He only becomes fully him when he becomes a bar mitzvah. Bar mitzvah becomes mechuyev mitzvah. He becomes a man. He's roy to get married. He's a man. In terms of who he is and his development, he's considered fully developed. Again, fully developed, not mamish fully developed, but he's enough developed that it's him, and what he does is called his expression of self, that memele tchal, and he has the responsibility for what he does, or the responsibility for what he doesn't do. A cotton, not the pshat, he doesn't have das. The pshat is that a cotton, since he's not fully developed, we don't look at what he does or doesn't do as a full expression of him. Therefore, it doesn't have any halachic validity. Let's give an example of what we're saying. It sounds like just words. It's interesting, the Gemara says in the end of Bava Basra, Perek Mishameis, that they were misakin that a karka that a person was yerush me'avoiso, not a karka that a person bought, a karka that a man was yerush me'avoiso, not his, but it's not something that he worked for, it's something he was yerush me'avoiso. He can't sell till the age of 20. What's the pshat? The pshat is Chazal, the Rav Chochmoso, understood that 20 is the age at which a person becomes, there's a certain level of maturity when a person hits 20. Where do we see that? We know that a person becomes mechuyev b'dinei shemayim only at the age of 20. B'dinei adam b'ezin, a person is responsible for what he does from the age of 13. There's no such thing as juvenile delinquency. If he's below 13, he's not responsible. If he's above 13, he's fully responsible. But b'dinei shemayim b'ezin shemal, a person is only responsible at 20. What's the chat? Chat, the age of 20 is when a teenager thinks in the short term. An adult makes decisions based, or hopefully he should make decisions based on the long term. Dine Shemayim is something, Dine Bezin Shemala deals with the long term ramifications. How does this mitzvah, this Aveira, this Maisa, this not Maisa, define the person Lenetzach? In that concept, below the age of 20 is not fully developed. Once he's 20, he has that, he's a badass on that level. Chazal were misakin that if a karka shiorish me'avoisa, the karka is more than just a piece of land. It's something that represents who he's coming, where he's coming from. It's something that gives him his, it's a Yerusha. If he worked for it, so it's his. In terms of, now it's a piece of land that's worth $1 million or $1,000. Karka shiorish me'avoisa is something that has a long-term definition. It's who he comes from. There's a history behind it. It's something that he got b'Yerusha. In that case, Chazal nullified his decision-making process before the age of 20 because he's not fully developed to be a bardas, to be able to make responsible decisions. Again, not that it means that he can't make a responsible decision, but he's not fully developed on his terms. He's not fully him. On the same term, till 13, since a bardas, a godel, when he's physically developed, when he's emotionally and mentally developed, for him is when he's 13. That's when he becomes him, that everything he does is called he did it. He does a shkita, it's him. He did it. If he sells something, he did it with his own sense of self. Before 13, it's not a fully developed sense of self. Memela, we understand that, a little bit of a different way of looking at kot, we understand that a shoita, even though we said that a shoita, if he blows shoifer, it's not kia shoifer. Why? Because everything he does is delusional. The same way if he gets upset and he throws a rock in somebody's face, it's delusional. It's not a maisa. The mitzvah that he does is also not a mitzvah. The bracha that he makes is not a bracha. The maisim that he does, the gerush and gedush and kinyon and so on and so forth that he does, are not maisa. Masha'enke and a kot, it's not the pshat, a maisa is not a maisa. The pshat is the Torah said that in terms of lasting to be chal, what he does not have responsibility for what he does, and doesn't have any lasting effect because he's not fully developed. Doesn't mean that what he does without sechel. The ma'aseh, if we want to prolong this, the ma'aseh that he does is a ma'aseh. The chalois that he does is not a chalois. By a shoyter, theoretically, he could be a badass. He's fully developed. The problem is that what he's doing is done delusionally. So the ma'aseh that he does is not a ma'aseh, even though be'etzem is a bar chiyuva. Where would that express itself? The Ktzois in Sima Reish Tzadik talks about a sugya of tzedakah. Everybody in town, the Gemara is above the beginning of Bava Basra, everybody in town was hit. They passed on everybody's mechuyif to give a certain tzedakah. There's a shaila whether Yodel and the Chosav person didn't give tzedakah. So what do? The Bezdin of the town appoints shlichim. They go into everybody's property, possession, they seize whatever should be, they take away from that amount of money, they take away that part of his field. By a shoyter, if he lives in the town, even though right now you can't go to him because he's locked up, he's not a functioning human being, he's a shoyter, but yodel and a chosav. The Ktzoyis brings rise that by koton, who is independently wealthy, and yodel and a chosav. What's the pshat? The pshat is this, that a shoyter is part of the kol terikula, is because functionally what he does, it's not a mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah, it's nothing. What he does, the maisim that he does, have no, he's not in control of them, they're meaningless. But be'etzim, it's not who he is, he should be mechuyev in mitzvahs. So what about being yored l'nechoshav? Taking away something, he bears responsibility like everybody else. What he does has no validity. If he would get up in shul and he would say he's giving $1 million for the appeal for Lakewood, it wouldn't be chal, because what he says is all delusion, it's all shtus. It's all divrei hevel v'shtus. Masha'en Kane, is he still a person? Is he still one of the people in this town? Yes. A cotton, bad than what he does is, he does what does. But he's not responsible. He doesn't have the same responsibilities as a Godel, because he's not fully developed. So Mele ain't Yerud Lenechosim, not because you need his das to be Yerud Lenechosim. He does not carry with him the same sense of responsibility of the community that everybody else has. That's the choice, is Mechadish and Zekul Tinkot Neshoit. Going back to the Shavus Yaakov, I believe that what the Shavus Yaakov says about cotton is true for Shoitim. Let's say somebody is, like we said in the previous year, Itim Cholim, Itim Shoitim. Sometimes he's healthy, sometimes not. Sometimes he takes his pills, sometimes not. Imagine, let's say, a person, he's right now he's off pills. He goes into a fancy restaurant. He orders the fanciest meal in the house. He orders a $250 meal. They bring it to him, he eats, and he's ready to get up and walk out of the store. He's a shaita after all, right? Just ordered the fanciest meal in the best restaurant in town, and he's walking out on the, he's walking out without even leaving a tip. Not only didn't he leave a tip, he didn't wait for the meal. Could you hold him responsible? What did Sakako, what did he do? He was mazik the food, he ate the food up. Is he responsible for what he does? Is his maisa a maisa mazik? No. Later on, let's say this was 3 o'clock p.m., 5 o'clock p.m., he takes his medicine, now he's settled. All of a sudden, he doesn't have to eat lunch, even though he should have had to buy himself lunch. He said he should be hungry now. He's not hungry. 2 hours ago, he had a great meal. The nene, the fact that he was nene from the store, right now he's the only person who's responsible to pay. The hano that he had is mechayiv. That's what he's about to yuma. The maisa that he did at 3 o'clock of eating up all the food, he won't be mechayiv to pay for the fancy meal. He'll be mechayiv to pay how much money he saved himself. How much would he normally buy for a lunch? Normally he'd go into a pizza store, he'd buy two pizzas and wash it down with a Diet Coke. That's how much he'll be mechayiv, because that's how much money he saved. That's how much hano he had from eating a full 4-course meal in the French restaurant. If the meal was so good that it tied him by till the night, he'll be mechayiv for two cokes and 4 slices of pizza, whatever it is, and a custard donut for dessert in between. Mashenkin a cotton has no responsibility. He's not fully developed. His chiyuvim are not chiyuvim. He's not responsible in any way for that which he does. Mashenkin, his maisa is a maisa, which is why we have the Gemara of Kamadav Tzadikhez that says when the Amayru Rofro burnt a shtar, richting that he doesn't have responsibility. But he doesn't have responsibility in this world. As far as Dine Shemaim is concerned, the maisa that he did was a maisa. What a shoyta does, agav, if he's off medicine, and he smashes into something, he's not mechuyev afterwards with Dine Shemaim. He didn't do anything wrong. He didn't do anything. It's nothing. It's meaningless. He had no control of what he does. It's as if somebody was pushed off a cliff, and because of that he banged into somebody below. Is he responsible? Is it his fault? No, shoyta is also not responsible for what he does. He was nene, that's why he'd be mechuyev, but he's not responsible for what he does. A cotton bats, what he did was a maisa mazik. So he's a mazik. Din Shemayim, there's a stain on his neshama that he did a ma'ase mazik. He's not responsible for it, but still veer. So Rofram wanted to be mechaper for that. That's why he would pay for what he did b'katnusay. B'katnusay, he'd be responsible for what he did b'katnusay because he did it. The ma'ase is a ma'ase. On the other hand, we said about being nene, there a kotzen would not be mechoyev because there's no responsibility, there's no din chal on him. Again, a nene, he didn't do anything wrong. Then it's just the maisa. He had ano. So the cotton that broke into the wine cellar, the story that we said from the Shavus Yaakov, would be responsible l'chayr b'dinei shemayim, but b'dinei oretz he would be mechuyev, because the hano that he has b'katnusa, it doesn't render him responsible. He has no responsibilities. He has no chiyuvim. Chiyuvim only chal. A shoyter who broke into a wine cellar and drank his fill would not be responsible out the maisa mazik, because it's not a maisa mazik, it's done without daf, but he would be responsible for the hanor because he is a person with responsibilities. Yordan l'nechosav to collect the dover. So we see that shoyta and kotna are really two different sugyas, even though they meet up in our sugya as being both potter and mitzvahs, but one is a ptur because the maisa mitzvah that he does has no validity, because he's a shoyta, nothing he does has any validity. Nothing that he does is under his control. Nothing he does has any legitimacy because everything is done with delusion. Everything is done with demyonis. A cotton, the reason why he's part of Mikala Mitzvah is because his party has no responsibility. Since he's not fully grown up, the Torah wasn't mechayiv him yet. And Mamela, if there are chiyuvim that are chal on him, even if there are chiyuvim, responsibilities, he's part of even if they're not mechayiv to be done with that. Like we said, being nene, from being searched away, so he would be responsible because he did a ma'aseh mazik, and the ma'aseh mazik he did is a full ma'aseh mazik. So those are the chilukim, the hagdoru, the fine chiluk between a shoyte and a kohen.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.